Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Any updates we have on the captain, Aaron Judge, with that elbow issue, the MRI, seeing the team physician, going through options, anything on that, we will share it with you. Aaron Boone, still waiting for him to come out. Then we'll chat with Susan on the clubhouse report. The game felt secondary today to that Yankees, of course. These are really important games. You want to win each and every game. But this is lingering. It was like lingering in the back of everybody's minds today. What's the latest on the captain, Aaron Judge? He goes, the team goes, and nothing happens without the captain, Aaron Judge. 9-4 the final. The Phillies win it, and they could have just kept playing for a while last night, right? 10 runs across the last three innings against the Yankee bullpen, but it was like there was no pause button for Philly. Trey Turner, boy, is he a problem. From 0-2 to 3-2 against Marcus Stroman to start this game, broken bat double down the left field line, and that meant with two out, he was still lingering out there, and Jazz robbed Bryce Harper of an RBI single, nice ranging play to his left. But JT Realmuto with Turner off third, didn't waste any time. No robbing this one for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
First pitch, swung on, hit to the left side, into left field, a base hit, past the diving Volpe, had no chance at it. Base hit for Realmuto. Turner scores, 1-0 Phillies.
Realmuto red hot, haunting the Yankees again after last night. The Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Just learned from Susan out of the Yankee clubhouse. It is a flexor strain for Aaron Judge and his right elbow. He'll go on the IL, no UCL problem. So that seems like the Yankees dodged a major bullet. Sure, you don't want to be without Aaron Judge for any period of time, any length of time, but IL and no UCL problem, that's not season-ending. We'll learn more on details from Susan in just a moment on the clubhouse report, but that from Aaron Boone, Susan hearing it out of the Yankee clubhouse. Flexor strain for the Yankee captain, Aaron Judge. And that was part of the news waking up this morning. It got worse, of course, with Stroman allowing that two-out RBI single to Realmuto in the first inning. The Yankee offense against Ranger Suarez, studious type of left-hander, mixes speeds, he's crafty. Two out in the first inning, Suarez fooled Giancarlo Stanton and Jazz Chisholm, struck them both out on pitches in the dirt, falling off the table. And second inning, Anthony Volpe, a one-out base hit, Ryan McMahon, he struck out. First step out as a Yankee. So two out, and Jason Dominguez promptly fell behind 0-2. Volpe, he got picked off first. He was lost on the base pass. But on review, Bryce Harper missed a tag. So that kept the at-bat alive. Didn't end up mattering. Suarez on the next pitch, fanned Dominguez. It was that type of day. Wicked changeup. Dominguez down and go to the top of the third. Philly the edge, and Suarez feeling it. Stroman picking up steam. He buried Turner. Buried Schwarber. Impressive first two strikeouts of his day. But Bryce Harper dug in, got what he liked for today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's the 1-0. High drive, deep right field, and that is way out of here. Back of the bullpen, Harper with a home run. His 15th, RBI number 43. Phillies have a 2-0 lead.
No doubt about that one. Harper's last homer at Yankee Stadium, a decade ago, 2015, off Masahiro Tanaka, when he was still a member of the Washington Nationals. So 10 years later, No longer a Natural, now a fixture, we know, in Philly. Harper obliterated that pitch, 425 feet. Our electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Stroman, yeah, he allowed a couple of runs the first three innings. He was mostly sturdy like he's been coming off the IL. Fourth inning was the unraveling for Marcus Stroman. Four walks in that inning for Stroman, including a bases-loaded walk to the nine-hitter, Johan Rojas. And Trey Turner followed up that bases-loaded walk. Situational awareness from the leadoff hitter. Bases loaded, one out, put one in play, soft grounded a second, anything to get the run home. A fielder's choice and 4-0 Phillies. Once Stroman walked Schwarber to reload the bases, fourth walk of the inning, that was all. He was lifted for Yerry De Los Santos, who had just come off the IL and replaced Scott Efros in that Yankee bullpen. That crisp command for Stroman, who becomes so accustomed to these four starts off the IL, that was mostly a strength. The first three innings today totally vanished in that fourth inning. Insurance runs brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. Yankees only damage against Ranger Suarez. Two on, two out, bottom four. Jason Dominguez, an RBI single. But Harper, next batter, Rob Grisham. Sliding stop to his right. Suarez, a nifty barehand catch, covering on the Harper flip. Stomped on the bag. And that was the Yankees' last life in this game. Sixth inning, Yerry De Los Santos, fresh off the IL, still in the game. Stott, leadoff, clean base hit. He swiped second, and Turner doubled it home into the right field corner. 8 times out of 10 on base for Trey Turner. Like, get him out of town already. 8 times out of 10 on base to start this series for Trey Turner. So the Yankees gave that run right back, and it was 5-1 Phillies into the seventh inning. This is where the dagger came down. Alan Winans jogged in, and Edmundo Sosa had already struck out twice on the day and was extremely angry with himself after both of those strikeouts, so he took out the anger on this swing.
First pitch, swing on, that's hit well. Center field backing up Grisham. It's slicing on him, it's looking up, and it's gone. Sosa with a home run, his fourth. Two-run shot, 7-1 Phillies here in the seventh inning.
And to make matters worse, one on, one out. Jazz booted a Turner grounder. Should have been at least one out, maybe two. So continuing with that thread and that theme of the Yankee defense, a sure-handed Jazz over at second. He boots a grounder, a possible double play, and Kyle Schwarber, well, let's just say he's not the type to let you off the hook.
Line drive into the gap, left center field. They all run. Rojas is going to score. Turner is cruising. He's going to score easily. Schwarber, a two-run double. Blowout in progress. 9-1 Phillies.
Schwarber, 5 hits and 6 RBIs the first two games this weekend. He's got 21 RBIs his last 12 games. Basically something. Giancarlo Stanton off Daniel Robert gave the Yankees fans something to cheer about. Tremendous crowds the first couple of days this weekend. But 46,600 on hand today. Stanton off Daniel Robert, 2-run rocket in that seventh inning. Yankees also added another, a bases-loaded balk in the eighth inning by Alan Ronhell, who'd already walked three. He was totally on the ropes, but then next pitch after the balk, struck out Paul Goldschmidt, so the Yankees settled for that one run, and they fall in this game 9-4. Ryan McMahon, a stellar defensive play on Otto Kemp, sliding stop to his right, got to his feet, unleashed a bullet to Paul Goldschmidt. So McMahon in his Yankee debut, his first roll call, got a nice ovation. 1-for-3, single in the sixth inning, a walk. He got to third on that bases-loaded balk in the eighth inning, and a couple of nice defensive plays, including a sparkler over at third. So searching for positives here because the Yankees 9-4 in other loss. Aaron Judge, well, there's maybe a glass half full if you want to put it that way, where a flexor strain wouldn't mean season ending, but the Yankees sure to be without Aaron Judge for a little bit of time here. An IL situation per Susan out of the Yankee clubhouse. Speaking of Susan, we'll chat with her next on the clubhouse report. This is Yankees Rewind. Catch a segment automatically on the free Odyssey app anytime right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.